Shark attacks on humans this summer, especially the recent fatal ones, are making many oceangoers nervous. Many are asking why these deadly incidents appear to be happening more often. Weekend Edition essayist Tim Brooks has been swimming with sharks. His thoughts have turned to both the hunter and the hunted.
Swim with sharks and stingrays, challenge the chalkboard signs all over Key Corca, a tiny mangrove island off the coast of Belize. So we did. Our guide was Carlos, a young man in his 20s from a group of islands farther out into the Atlantic where the sharks are presumably even bigger. We made for Shark Ray Alley, a shallow, sandy area perhaps 60 yards inside the reef. Four boats were already there, and the space between them was crowded with snorkelers, standing, ducking, swimming, standing again, pointing. It was like a pool party. I expected them to surface and clink martini glasses. Small, dark shapes passed under our boat like flying carpet squares. The stingrays. Carlos cut the engine, and then he told us what we hadn't been told back on shore about the sharks and the stingrays. They were almost completely harmless. They're bottom feeders, he said. They only eat things that crawl or have crawled. Lobster, conch. The nurse shark don't even have teeth, just very rough, sandpaper-like drains. Their jaws are strong enough to crush a conch shell, but the fact is, they just don't attack people. They'll bite you if you put your hand in their mouth, he said, but I'd bite you if you put your hand in my mouth. As for the rays, he said, we were far more likely to hurt them than they were to hurt us. A stingray will only sting if stepped on, whereas if we just touched the ray's upper surface, we'd take off some of its protective slime, effectively excoriating it and promoting infection. If we saw white spots on a ray, he said, that's where the skin had been handled and was beginning to break down already. He'd barely finished talking when our group started leaping overboard. I stepped cautiously into the water to avoid stepping on a ray, pulled on my mask, ducked my head underwater, and at once saw a dozen pairs of yellow, blue, and black flippers breaking through the quicksilver surface, kicking clumsily, churning up sand and bubbles. Beneath them, the dark brown nurse shark, with its small white eyes, seemed blind. It snuffled across the sand, apparently unaware of us. A hand grabbed at its tail. It shrugged, effortlessly out of reach. Almost all the rays, especially the bigger ones, had white patches or streaks across their wings. Each time one undulated effortlessly under me, I drew up my knees and sucked up my stomach, not because I was afraid of its sting, but because it belonged there and I didn't. Back in the boat, we were an oddly silent bunch. Carlos told us the history of the domestication of the sharks and rays, how a single tour guide had started feeding them, and now, well, everyone cashed in, even him. But it could be worse, he said. At the Shark Ray Alley off Ambergris Key, the bigger and more commercial island north of Key Corca, the guide will pick the shark out of the ocean and put it into the boat so everyone can photograph it. The sun was low. It was time to head back to Key Corca. But when Carlos went to start the engines, he had to wait. Behind the boat, too close to the propellers for their own good, swam five nurse sharks, like stray dogs hoping to be fed.
The comments of Tim Brooks are a regular feature of our program.